Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sicanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Wednesday. It's Rob. That's me. Souk is right over there.
Right here. Hopefully you're having a great day outside. It is gorgeous.
Looks like it's almost 60 degrees.
And I just had a Rice Krispie treat for the first time in like a decade.
I saw those out there and thought about that.
Well, Mickey brought those.
Yeah, we had Mickey Mouse here for some weird unknown reason. Apparently someone in our building wanted their kid to meet Mickey Mouse, and so they made it happen. They did like a whole photo shoot.
We make dreams come true here.
I guess.
At Odyssey.
Well, if you're the son or daughter of a FM morning DJ, that doesn't happen for us. They brought in a whole thing. Like, Disney set up a whole thing for one kid. I thought it was like maybe a Make-A-Wish thing. No, just some kid wanted to meet Mickey. But yeah, they brought a bunch of Mickey Mouse Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah.
And with like the chocolate-covered dipped ears. Mm. I honestly cannot tell you the last time I had a Rice Krispie treat.
Was that good?
You know what? It was better than I remembered.
See,
because I'm not a big Rice Krispie treat guy.
I'm not either.
But it was all right.
But I feel like Rice Krispie treats are better when they're fresh.
Yes, and this was.
It was?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
I mean, it was packaged.
But it wasn't stale or anything, and it was like, it was chocolate dipped, it was still kind of chewy. Yeah, fresh when they're like warm out of the oven.
Mean?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's a little kid treat. I don't, I got other things that I'm going to snack on before I do a Rice Krispie, but I walked out and there it was, and I think it was the ears that got me. The chocolate dipped ears. I was like, well, now and it was white chocolate too.
So. I'm not going to lie. I considered it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are multiple out there.
Yeah.
But I,
you resisted?
I have resisted so far.
You are a man of great strength and
discipline. So far, I've resisted.
No, I'm just telling you, it wasn't bad.
Coming up here, Roger Goodell is defending the NFL in their decision to not flex Thursday night football games.
Well, isn't he defending the idea of wanting to flex Thursday night football games?
I thought he was defending the fact that they didn't.
Well, I know that people were upset. Like, players don't want games flexed, and players don't want to be able to, players don't want to even play multiple, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought he was saying, well, the NFL said they're not going to flex Thursday night football.
Yeah, it's not off the table.
And so he's had to kind of jump out and defend that decision. That's the way I read it, but. Let's look into it together, shall we?
Okay.
Talking sports here. Also, will anyone watch San Diego State, Florida Atlantic? Mm. An expose from Darren Revelle, complete with numbers. not in the news. The club tonight, we have the future of travel. You were just talking the other day about carrying around a passport.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You don't like that.
Well, of all the things that we have, like your phone can do anything. Like, you can buy a house now on your phone. And yet, in order to go to a different country, you have to have your fun little stamp book. And if you lose it, you can never go home again. It's the dumbest thing in the world.
Well, there is an airline that has shared its vision of the future of travel. And you will be happy.
Yeah.
because you do not have to carry a passport.
Shouldn't it just be like a thumbprint or something? It's like, hey, here it is. I signed up for some sort of, you know, program, global entry or whatever. Let me through.
So that'll be in the club tonight. Right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh! Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan. Number 5.
Controversial statement here from one of our listeners. Weed Rice Krispie Treats greater than weed brownies. How about that?
Yeah, I can't. I mean, I'm not going to deny that. I mean, if you like brownies versus Rice Krispie Treats, I don't know why the weed would make one better than the other. You got to be real careful with
that,
though.
True, that's just a personal
that's
preference.
That's just a personal preference. Yeah. But let me just say, for the record, be damn careful when it comes to edibles, especially when they're homemade. You don't know. There's been a lot of like, oh, this is nothing. I'll just eat this whole brownie. I don't feel anything. And then an hour later, you're sunk 7 feet deep into your carpet.
Well, be careful watching the Blazers tonight. It might hurt your eyes.
Don't watch that.
They signed Skylar Mays today, 10-day contract.
Hey, he's averaging 19 in the Mexican G League. Come on.
And Justice Winslow, you forgot about him. He still plays for the Blazers. He underwent ankle surgery, and they said it was great. Best ever.
It was perfect. No one's,
no
ever,
one's
had.
Ever had ankle surgery this good. And he will be back for the start of the season. Next season. If they don't trade him.
I still can't believe someone in this room placed a significant wager on the Blazers winning 39 games.
Well, hey, it's not over yet.
And it didn't look that bad to start.
Oh, it looked great.
It looked amazing.
Dude, they looked good.
Amazing.
At the start of the year, they looked good. What the hell happened? Have we talked about this enough? Is Chauncey... What happened? They were good.
They were. I'm glad, because if someone would have said, because after that start, they were like 12-4 or whatever, I would have gladly doubled down my significant wager.
Totally.
And here we are at 31 or 32 wins.
Wow. Life comes at you fast.
It does. It was a good thing I had a good NFL year, because the NBA season has not been kind to me.
Another bid for the Commies is soon to come at $6 billion. Now, these guys are smart, because all the news reports were the other bids were $6
billion. Yeah.
So these guys just waited. It's like, I wonder what that bid is. Mm. They were probably going to bid $20 billion, and they're like, oh, those other bids are six, so we'll put in a bid at six. Well, and it's a group that includes Mark Cuban and Jeff Bezos.
I thought they were going to make... I wonder if he's the majority or not, because I thought they were saying that Bezos had to choose basically between the NFL on Amazon or owning a group. I wonder if there'll be some friction there, how big of a partner he is in that.
I don't know.
And originally, remember, we thought the price tag here, they were saying seven.
Yeah.
So are you getting the Commies at a bargain that it's six? You're like, well, six? Might as well put in my bid.
I don't know, but people are still lining up right and left to buy them. So, you know, like, I'm surprised if I had $6 billion, I'd spend it on a team.
Well, I mean, if it's all a six, if you really want them, why not offer 6-3? Like, I'm surprised that none of these are going up. They're all supposedly at six, and then he just gets to pick and choose.
There's probably all so much stuff that we don't know that goes into it. Probably. By the way, the NFL could use Mark Cuban. I think that's a great add to the league.
Well, he wanted a baseball team, and Major League Baseball told him to go take a hike.
Yeah. College basketball coaches are playing musical chairs. Penn State steals VCU's Mike Rhodes. VCU then grabs Utah State's Ryan Odom. As expected, Cal has hired Mark Madsen from Utah Valley. His team got bounced from the NIT last night in the semis in overtime. But he's done a pretty good job there.
Yeah.
Former Stanford player.
Yep. Now going to the arch rival. But hey,
Laker.
Braided belt championship dancer. But remember, with all these coaches moving to take bigger and better positions, it's player movement that's ruining college sports. So just remember that. When the players do it, it's anarchy and Congress has to get involved. But when coaches do it, gosh. Just moving up the ladder.
Defensive end Calais Campbell signs a one-year deal with the Falcons.
Oldest defensive lineman in the NFL.
Yeah, he's 36.
Dude, he does six-time not.
Six-time Pro Bowler.
Dude, that guy is.
He's unbelievable.
He does not get the credit he deserves for the kind of career he has. Because it's not a big sack guy, but dude, that is just a giant human being in the middle that just eats bodies.
That's all I have. Unless you want to talk about the Lions signing Marvin Jones again.
Hey, my Detroit Lions, the Fighting Dan Campbells.
I didn't know Marvin Jones was still in the league.
He is playing in Detroit now. He'll fit in perfectly. Hey, the Lions may be the favorite in that division.
And number one, we have indicators, this is according to a report from ESPN, of who the Panthers may be down to for the number one pick.
Let me guess, it's a quarterback.
Two quarterbacks. Quarterback.
That's my quarterback.
C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young.
So almost universally the top two quarterbacks in this draft.
Well, some thought, including myself, that maybe Anthony Richardson.
Well, there were some reports that some in the Carolina organization were in love with Anthony Richardson, but you can't take a project like that, number one.
Frank Reich, when discussing Bryce Young, Frank Reich, the coach of the Panthers, he said durability, not size, is the key. So they're not really worried about Bryce Young's height, but they are worried about potentially his durability.
Well, he's really thinly built. Yeah. Like, he's not big at all. And so that's kind of the bugaboo on him. And then I don't know if you saw it today, but the reports the last 48 hours are that Will Levis, remember the Kentucky quarterback who was supposed to be in this mix? I guess he is just bombing interviews.
Oh.
It's not.
Why, is he a dumbass or something?
Yeah, he said it's one of them.
Well, he did go to Kentucky.
The one report had it as a GM or a front office said arrogant, entitlement.
Oh, no.
And said his interview was, quote, just bizarre.
Oh, no.
Yep. I guess, and they're saying that this, as old as he is, he should be light years ahead of the others, and he's just not. So,
isn't that a little Carson Wentz-y? Isn't he like that?
Well, Carson Wentz went pretty high, and he came from a little small school.
Yeah, that's true. But they say he's like kind of a weird teammate and not a good leader.
Yeah,
like,
a little bit off. But they are just...
wow.
Yeah, there were just some reports that he is falling, and maybe even a not even a first-round guy. He may fall into the second round.
And that's all just personality-driven because he has all the tools, right? They've always said the guy with all the tools is Will Levis.
No, and I guess after the season, and this is another one that some people, I guess, are concerned about, have you seen his body lately? Like, he went full Tim Tebow.
He's ripped.
Just jacked and shredded, and some people are saying that that's not real conducive to... like being an athletic quarterback, that he's just like kind
of
like
he's not pliable,
not
like
pliable.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, that he's just like this muscle bound guy. So, it'll be interesting to see what happens with Levis. But it sure seems right now that his stock is a tumbling.
Yeah, I've seen him oftentimes called an enigma, but I haven't seen it quite as sharp as what you've pointed out there.
Well, I just know that if you're meeting with teams about potentially being their franchise quarterback, you do not want to hear arrogance, entitlement, and bizarre in the same sentence. None of those things are good. All three together is disaster.
That is your Hot 5 at 5. Why won't the NFL flex Thursday night games, and will anyone watch San Diego State, Florida Atlantic? Those items are coming up on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Yeah, I tell you, that Will Levis, he is jacked up, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's probably steroids.
Well, there
performance-enhancing drugs.
There is some general concern that at the end of the college football season, you look like X, and now in March, you look like Y, and there is a big difference, and that... It's hard to put on that sort of size naturally.
Aren't guys in the NFL? I mean, they're roided up.
Certainly, there is performance enhancing drugs, but what you don't want to see as an NFL team, and believe me, this is something that NFL teams do talk about when evaluating players. When a guy is getting ready, especially at the quarterback position, and you realize that maybe something extreme has been going on for the 3 months leading up to the draft that's that sort of obvious, that instantly becomes a bit of a red flag. And that, what exactly are you doing here? Is this something that you need? Is this something like, why are you, if you're a quarterback, why are you trying to look like a middle linebacker? And if this is what you look at and this is what you're presenting yourself like, this isn't really a sustainable model. As a quarterback, it's one thing being on some performance-enhancing drugs. It's another thing looking like the Incredible Hulk in 3 months. NFL teams are certainly going to be having this conversation. And so when you hear reports about Levis in these interviews being immature or weird, bizarre, aloof, I'm going to assume that someone in that NFL meeting asked him, hey, man, how on earth did you get like this in 3 months? And maybe they don't really like the answer. And I'm not saying what he is or isn't doing, but I think it's just another piece of the puzzle that doesn't really look good for Will Levis.
I was reading a quote. ESPN analyst Matt Miller had a story. This is from last year, but he quoted unnamed NFL scout, who said, "I can't believe people really think he's a potential number one pick." And I looked at his college stats. His college stats suck.
Yeah. And
I mean, the dude threw for 109 yards against Vanderbilt.
Yeah. And he had moments, and he got Roethlisberger comparisons, and he's beat up a lot. For someone that's so big and physical, he gets nicked up a lot because he kind of plays in that Roethlisberger style. And, believe me, every year there's a riser and there's a faller when it comes to quarterbacks, like Zach Wilson, right? You're like, holy crap, where did Zach Wilson come from? And Levis was one of those guys. And now come draft evaluation, like it's the Anthony Richardson. Anthony Richardson is skyrocketing, and Will Levis is tumbling.
By the way, I'm looking at Roethlisberger's college stats.
Yeah.
Way better than Levis.
Yeah.
Like his last year, Roethlisberger slung it around. He threw for 4,500 yards.
Yeah, Miami of Ohio. Well, Levis was good this last year when he was healthy. He just was beat up all the time.
All right. Well, enough about that dork.
That super ripped guy. And he has an inner arm tattoo.
Yeah, I saw that. What does that say? I can't make it out.
Oh, God.
He's got too many muscles. It's like, I can't read it.
I think it's a biblical verse. Has anyone ever succeeded in the history of the quarterback position with an inner arm tattoo? That's an immediate red flag for me.
Remember Brock Osweiler's had a grammatical mistake? It said, like, live life to its fullest, but there was an apostrophe on it, so it was live life to it is fullest. Seriously.
Really?
Yeah.
Brock Osweiler.
Yep.
Huh?
Yeah. ASU. I think, Levis, it's like, I think it's like Corinthians, maybe, 15:7. It's hard to make out. But
boring.
But, yeah. I'll look it up. I'll see if I can find what Bible verse.
Late breaking news. Holly Rowe signed a long-term deal with ESPN and ABC.
All right.
Wanted to let you know.
My gal.
What could have been?
Well, maybe next time we're at the national championship game. Look me up, Holly.
What could have been? Well, she did. She tried.
No. She just wanted to watch.
She came by our set.
She wanted to watch film.
Looking for you.
She was interested in watching offensive lineman film.
Dude, Holly Rowe wanted a piece of Big Sook.
Nah.
Big time. We were down at the Oregon-Ohio State game.
I think it was Oregon-Ohio State, yeah.
No, it was Dallas. Which one was in Dallas?
Yeah, I think that was Ohio State.
Yeah, she wanted your little
Jesus
package.
She wanted to watch film.
Well, she's Mormon.
She was, yeah.
Yeah, and she knew she found out you were a BYU guy.
Yes.
She's like, oh. Like, that right there just tells you how in sync your morals are.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on things.
She was a lovely lady that was interested in my take on the offense and defensive linemen.
I think she invited you to her room, didn't she?
I was invited to watch film. Film, Isaac Ropp.
Will you teach me?
Where are we going to watch film at?
Room 326. Wear something casual.
I may have been invited to a room to watch film, which I politely turned down. I had prior engagements that evening. I will say that was one of the more surreal things that has ever happened when we've been on location.
I can't believe you turned that down. Who do you think you are?
I am! Does it say something that of all the ESPN sideline people, the one that invites you back to the room is Holly Rowe?
Hey, but you have more invites from ESPN sideline reporters than I do.
That is true.
Than Buck does. At least you have one.
It's like a hole. This is my hole in one, but it was like you're at Edgefield, right?
I mean, if I said one of the football sideline reporters from ESPN wants me, you'd be like, oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Because they're all hot, right?
Yeah. Well, Holly's hot in her own way.
That's right. In a very Utahian way.
What would have happened, though, had I gone there and literally we just watched offensive line film? Which would have been more?
There would have been more than that.
Which would that not have been the most awkward night, like, of all time, if we just sat there and, like, ate pizza and watched?
What if that's her idea of a good time?
I don't know. It's possible. It's possible she just wanted to have pizza and break down some Oregon Duck offensive line zone schemes.
I'm sure you're right about the pizza part.
I don't know what to tell you about that.
She was awesome, though. She was really nice. We had her on our show.
Yeah, she was fantastic. I had other things.
Unbelievable.
I had other things to do.
Unbelievable. No, you actually didn't at all. Like, at all. All right. Now to the Darren Revelle story.
Please.
He has put together the least watched early window Final Four games of the past 20 years. Will San Diego State and Florida Atlantic make that?
It's going to be bad, I bet.
We will get to that when we return. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Darren Revelle put this up on the Action Network, I think. Is that who he works for now?
I think he is an Action Network guy, yes.
He's kind of bounced around a little bit.
Yeah.
He was ESPN, then he was like CNBC.
I thought they did Sports Business something or other.
Sports Business Journal.
Might have been that for a while.
He was one of Action Network's big hires when they launched it, just because of the content engagement he gets.
Do you guys use Action Network?
I follow some of their guys.
I follow them on Twitter, but I don't use it.
Like yeah. I said, I see Revels and...
And Action Network is like gambling, right?
Yeah.
It's like...
Yep.
Sports gambling news, and they have people who do tips, and you can pay into stuff.
Right. Well, he's on there, and he said, he writes, the ratings for Florida Atlantic, San Diego State, and the Final Four Saturday night are going to be a complete dumpster fire. That, at least, is the prevailing thought. You need the blue bloods in these games. Upsets are great, but these guys got too far. The CBS guys have to be so upset about this one. But here's the thing. He says the data does not show that. He says the one thing you definitely don't want is a blowout. But he put together the list of the top five least watched early window Final Four games in the past 20 years.
Okay.
So there's obviously Final Four. You play one at 3 West Coast time and one at, whatever, 5:30.
Yeah.
The top five, you know, there are blue bloods all over this list.
Okay.
Number five, there's a tie. Memphis UCLA 2008 had 11.5 million. Kansas Villanova last year, only 11.5 million.
Is that's a terrible number?
That's bottom five.
Okay.
Again, early window.
I wouldn't have necessarily thought that was.
It seems like a pretty good number.
Yeah, because like I know NBA final games and stuff. Like they're not. You know, I don't think they're that much different than that. Look that up.
UConn, Florida of 2014, just under that. Fourth, Villanova, Oklahoma from 2016. Again, these are big programs.
Yeah.
That had 10.4 million. Kansas Marquette, 2003, 9.8 million viewers. And I remember that one because, of course, I'm a Kansas fan. Dwayne Wade played for Marquette.
Mm-hmm.
And Kansas absolutely rolled them. So
maybe that's the
that's
thing.
His point. His point is if these games go poorly, people will tune out.
Yeah, people.
Because people are on the fence anyway. They're like, maybe I'll tune in. I'm kind of like this, especially if Kansas is out. I'll check in on the Final Four, but I'm not sitting down with my beer and my whiskey or whatever and like right at the tip ready to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And I think a lot of people are like that, which that's what leads to the ratings. If the ratings are really good, if the game goes along and it ends up being a really good matchup.
You are 100% right, because even if I'll do this with the Final Fours, I may check in at the beginning, and then you kind of leave, maybe you go do something else, you got some chores to do or whatever, and you come back and you check into the second half, and if you're 4 or 5 minutes in the half and it's a close game, that's when you stick around. You are so
and
right.
That's
about
how people
that.
Watch college basketball. So the number one least watched early window Final Four game was 2021 when Baylor played Houston, and that game was an awful game. Houston just wasn't that fun to watch, and Baylor was rolling. 8.3 million viewers.
Because I will say that has something to do with it too. Is that if you play an ugly style, see Creighton and San Diego State. Like, you get one of those games, those are tough to watch. Even if they're close, I'll be tuning in and out of that because it's just so brutal.
Yeah, so his point, and I think it's a good point, and he's backing it up with evidence. When George Mason was in the Final Four, people watched.
Yeah.
They had 15 million people watch that game because they hung around with Florida. When Loyola Chicago was in it against Michigan, they hung around, and so people were watching. All of those games that I mentioned that were the least watched, Baylor beat Houston by 19, Kansas beat Marquette by 33, Villanova beat Oklahoma by 44, Memphis beat UCLA by 15, and Kansas beat Villanova by 16.
And
San Diego State and Florida Atlantic, if that's a good game on Saturday, people are going to watch.
Is it weird that, and I may be out in left field on this one, but like Florida Atlantic certainly fits the bill. And San Diego State isn't a powerhouse. I love, by the way, too, real quick, how like San Diego State joining the Pac-12. People are acting like this is some sort of great like get now for the Pac-12.
I know.
San Diego State has never done jack S in anything. And they had 1 year they made a run to the Final Four, which is a great year. And by the way, you got to get in Southern California. I get why it makes sense to get San Diego State, but people are acting like if San Diego State joins the Pac-12, they're like, man, what a get. I'm like, really? 1 year?
Well, I think the way to look at it is like, what did you think about San Diego State joining the Pac-12 when you first heard about it?
Exactly.
Because it's no different now.
Yeah, this idea that they're like, well, if they did this, wait till they get to the Pac-12. You really think San Diego State's about to embark on some Kansas-like run? Like where you're winning national championships and going to the Final Four every year? Stop it. But with San Diego State and Florida Atlantic, even though they're both kind of underdogs, they don't feel Cinderella to me. And Florida Atlantic should, but they don't. It's like George Mason or when St. Pete's
Well, is that possibly because they're playing each other?
Is it? Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Like if Florida Atlantic's playing
Kansas, does that feel different?
I think that changes it.
Because I just don't feel like I want to go Owls, right? Like, why not? At this point, go Florida Atlantic. But it just doesn't have the same sort of, you're right. If there's no Goliath, then it's just two Davids. Is it just two dudes throwing rocks at each other then? It's not really.
I mean, to me, Florida Atlantic's actually more interesting than San Diego State.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it is to me.
I'm with
you. As a viewer.
Yeah. Even though it doesn't really feel like it's a.
Because they just play a little bit more. They're just kind of more fun to watch, I think.
Well, San Diego State plays play defense and kind of beat you up a little bit.
But I got to be honest with you, I like that game more than I like the UConn.
Miami
game.
Even though that's the better teams by far.
Yeah, better players in that game, but I don't know. UConn, Miami. I mean, what?
Miami was in the Elite Eight last year, and yet
Kansas drilled them.
And yet we're still talking about Miami as like this like little engine that could. I'm like, they went to the Elite Eight last year, and now that's basically the most of the team's back, and they went to the Final Four. Like that shouldn't be viewed as any sort of like upset.
You know,
Miami's good.
You got to think about something here. If UConn just beat Gonzaga by 77 points,
Allie whipped them.
They beat Arkansas by 20.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'll have to look up their scores. I don't remember what they did in the first round, but if they blow out Miami, dude, they could be, this could be the way UConn is playing and just the teams that they're playing. This could be the greatest run. Well, I say greatest. The most blowout, a team that wins by the most points.
The most dominant?
Yeah, the most, there you go. Thank you. Huh. I'm flailing there. The most dominant run of all time they roll through this Final Four.
I'd be intrigued. To see what that looks like. As I'm looking here, I got their games in front of me.
What did they do in the first round?
87-63.
Okay.
55-70. 82-54.
Wait, what was the first score?
What do we got?
87.
87-63.
All right, so 24-15 and what else?
55-70.
Yeah, I got that one.
65-88.
Whoa.
And then 82-54.
29. God.
They are.
Dude.
Hammering people.
Not even. They've won by. Some of these numbers are. You know me and math.
Yeah.
They've won by 24, 15, 23, and 29.
They are beating people down.
What will be the points? Let's say they hammer Miami.
Mm-hmm.
They play San Diego State or Florida Atlantic.
It'll be.
Does Vegas make the spread 10?
They're going to make it 9
11?
To 9 to 11. Yeah. How can you not?
Well, what's the spread on Miami? It's like 4.
Yeah, it's a pretty close game. But Miami's look good too, right?
I think the spread for UConn last game was like 3, and they won by, they blew them out.
Gonzaga. Very interesting.
Well, I'm sure UConn at this point is the favorite, right?
Yeah, they're better than even money to win the whole thing. They're like minus 125.
Yeah. By the way, you could have gotten them at the beginning when Jay Billis picked them, plus 6,600, and now they're minus 125. So Vegas believes in them. I hadn't even thought about that. I'm sure someone's done the math on what is the most dominant run. They haven't played anything close to a close game. I mean, they're just drilling people. And by the way, on the numbers, and I don't know if the Final Four is just such a bigger deal, but I looked at the NBA Finals last year, and their viewers across Game 1, 11-9, 11-9, 11-5, 12, 13, and 13. So is that getting 11 or 12 million for the Final Four, is that really considered bad?
I don't know if that's bad. It's not
It's
great.
NBA, this is the year before Milwaukee and Phoenix, 9-9, 8-5, 9-3, 9, 10-2, 9-5.
Considering how much worse college basketball is supposed to be, it seems to be entertaining just as many people.
There was only one game in that Milwaukee-Phoenix series that went 6. There's only one game that crossed 11 million people watching. So I don't know if that just means the NBA Finals stink that much too. But I don't know. When I heard that 11 million, I didn't think that that's a bad number.
Last year was a pretty good one. Warriors, Celtics, two coastal teams, pretty classic. People wanted to see the Warriors go down.
Now, a couple years before when it was Golden State and Cleveland, dude, that had, you had 17, 18, 21. That had some big numbers to it. But most of years I'm looking here, it's not gargantuan. It's all in that 9 to 13 million range, people.
I'm looking here at a list of the most dominant title runs.
You think maybe like that UNLV team, like that Larry Johnson squad, or
it depends on what data point you're looking at.
I was just going straight scores.
This one's talking points per 100 possessions. Mm-hmm. Villanova's run in 2016, they were plus 52.9 points per 100%. They beat Oklahoma by 44 in the Final Four.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I don't remember that
at
all.
They beat Kansas. Their defense, that was Josh Hart. I think Josh Hart's team. They were awesome. They beat North Carolina as well.
Good Lord. But that was when they beat Carolina on the last, that was the buzzer beater, right?
I think that was that year.
And they beat Carolina?
It says their adjusted offensive efficiency rating of 140.9 makes for the greatest scoring run by any analytics era champ.
Huh. I would never.
But analytics era is like not that long ago.
I would have never came across that Villanova team in my mind had you been saying that. I would have gone back to, you know, some of those, like, maybe Duke teams with Leitner and Grant Hill or the UNLV squads or something like that that were just rolling people.
Yeah, they had Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, Eric Pascal, DiVincenzo or whatever that guy's name is.
Boy, we kind of sleep on that team, huh?
Chris Jenkins. Yeah. They were good.
Yeah, a lot of NBA and good NBA guys in that.
Yeah, they were nasty. All right, Final Four on Saturday. Why the NFL won't flex Thursday night games next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, the NFL did not have enough support to approve a proposal for flex scheduling of Thursday night games.
It's been tabled.
Yeah, they're gonna try again in May. So tabled is better than voted down. They just did not have enough support to make it happen.
Yeah, and then we're waiting to see. We're assuming that there's going to be some big pushback from the NFLPA on this.
Yeah, Mahomes tweeted about it.
Yeah.
Because the NFL did say teams can now have two Thursday night games per season. Limit used to be one.
Yeah.
So that, Mahomes didn't like that.
No one really does, because dude, Thursday night football is brutal. Players hate it, not just from a preparation standpoint, in that, you know, you're taking several days of prep and install, so you're not even getting your full game plan in. And dude, when you get to a certain point in the NFL season, there's guys that can't even walk on Thursday, let alone play a game. And so, I mean, you're taking all of Thursday, Friday, Saturday out. A lot of guys that can barely move on Thursday would be able to play on Sunday. And we see the product. It's not a good product on the field. Thursday night football is bad. And they're asking teams to do it twice in one season, or the ability to do it twice. No one's happy about this. And the NFL, this is bad ball. It just is. And this is just merely about greed, because you can sell these packages to Amazon or whoever for big money, and those packages want better teams.
Well, but they tabled the flex thing, which means that they won't get better teams.
No.
I mean, sometimes you will.
You will, but
you can't flex. If you have a bad matchup, you can't flex a better game into there.
No, but that is coming. And more importantly, for teams like Kansas City, and this is kind of the Mahomes thing, dude, they're not going to put the Arizona Cardinals on Thursday night football twice. They will put Kansas City. They will put Buffalo. You know, they're going to put those interesting teams, and it's crappy. Teams don't even want to do it once, let alone twice. And this BS thing that the NFL is doing, they're claiming first off, just realize the NFL doctors are the ones that for 20 years couldn't figure out that there was a link between concussions and serious brain damage. So realize this. But according to the NFL, who won't release the study, they say that the NFL has concluded that there's no difference in injury in Thursday versus Sunday games. Therefore, and this is why they think that you should be able to flex and you should be able to play more, because if our numbers say that you're not any more likely to get hurt on a Thursday than you are a Sunday, then what's the big deal about playing games? And yet, if
then why didn't they vote it through?
Well, then why didn't you show us the proof? Show us your study. Show us the metrics that you're using, because it's horse crap science and everyone knows it.
Well, but why didn't they vote it through then? If you're saying the NFL is for this, they did not vote it.
Yes. The owners, there wasn't enough owners because of the pushback coming. The NFLPA, when they heard about this will be a major issue with the NFLPA. And they weren't ready to try to shove it down people's throats. Also, realize that the good teams probably also don't want this shoved down their throat because they realize that this isn't conducive to good ball and they don't want to play more either. I mean, it's one thing if you know that you're going to make more money or if this is going to be equally spread out, but it's not. And so you need widespread support to get these things pushed through, and you don't have it yet. But make no mistake, if the NFL is trying to claim that there is no increased harm on Thursday night, they are going to try this again.
Well, let me read you what Roger Goodell said. He said, "I don't think we are putting Amazon over our players," because, again, Thursday Night Football is on Amazon.
Yes.
"We've always been going at data with respect to injuries and the impact on players. That drove our decisions throughout the first 12 years or so of Thursday Night Football and how it's evolved. I think the data is very clear. It doesn't show a higher injury rate, but we recognize shorter weeks. We went through this with COVID, too. We had to have a lot of flexibility. Those are obviously different circumstances, but we work very closely on that." He said, "I hear from a lot of players directly, too. They love the 10 days after Thursday nights. In fact, they call it a mini bye, so there are benefits on that. You have different views. We want to consider all of them. Players have their views. Coaches have their views. We have to try to balance all of that."
This is code for, we just need to get more support so we can cram it down people's throat.
So the owner, John Mara of the Giants, is quoted on here, and he was extremely vocal in his opposition of it.
No.
And he said, "People have gotten used to going from Sunday afternoon to Sunday night. That doesn't mean that they like it. This year, we could be flexed to Monday night, which I think is a really inconsiderate thing to do to our ticket holders. To flex a game back to Thursday night, to me, is just abusive. I am adamantly opposed to it. Fortunately, it didn't get enough votes today, but it will probably be revisited in May."
I love how he's taking into consideration just the ticket holders and not the people putting their bodies on the line. But he is right, because the idea was it was only weeks like 14 through 17,
yeah,
and you needed 15 days. So it wasn't. This is the thing. You're only talking about flexing 3 weeks. The big one is that you've now allowed them, well, the NFL allowed it by themselves, is they're just going to be able to make teams play twice on Thursday night. So they already got the vast majority of what they want. They're just kind of giving something that they know people are upset about this. They know people don't want it. And their thing was, fine, we won't flex the 3 extra weeks. But other than that, get ready for more of the elite teams having to play on Thursday.
Well, I would say, to Mara's point about ticket holders, you know, if you've got a ticket to a game on a Sunday,
yep,
and they 2 weeks out say, oh, it's now Thursday, yep, that's a pretty big
absolutely
adjustment.
Yes, especially if you're not necessarily, you know, within, you know, let's say season ticket holder down here in Portland, you're going up to a Seahawks game, right? That's not necessarily on a Thursday, real convenient to drive 2.5. I'm sure there's plenty of NFL fans. I mean, you're from Kansas. How many of those Chiefs fans are for more than an hour outside of
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing about the NFL, and it's the same thing here at Autzen Stadium, right? Imagine, if we did that here with Oregon and Oregon State, and all of a sudden they were like, hey, the game's not going to be Saturday afternoon. It's going to be Thursday at 5:30. That's tough for a lot of people. And again, that's a whole separate issue than the players. This is just a bad idea in general on the part of the NFL. It just is. But once the NFL uses their vast medical expertise to say that there's no harm, just get ready, because more of this is coming.
Yeah, they're already floating that out there.
Yep. This is the same
all
league
right
that was like, we care about player safety. How about 17? And what did they want originally? 18. And if we fast forward this a few years, does anyone doubt that it won't be 18, which is what they wanted in the first place?
I'm all for that.
Hey, player safety, though.
Another game to bet on.
Player safety, man. Player safety.
The future of travel. What will it look like next on The Fan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.